Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, stuck in this endless loop of scrolling, studying, and stressing? Yeah, I get it. We're living in a world that demands constant hustle, but let me tell you, sis, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And today, we're diving deep into the power of journaling and reflection, yeah, those old-school tools your grandma probably swears by. But trust me, these ain't your boring diary entries from middle school. We're talking about unlocking your inner badass through some serious self-awareness, you feel me? Let's break it down. First up, journaling isn't just about writing down your grocery list or that embarrassing moment in the cafeteria. It's about getting into the nitty-gritty of your thoughts and feelings. It's like having a therapist in your pocket, but without the awkward silences and the hefty bill. Think of it as a safe space to vent, process those messy emotions, and finally understand what makes you tick. You know that feeling when you're drowning in stress and you can't even pinpoint why? Journaling helps you unpack that baggage and figure out your triggers. Boom, self-awareness unlocked. Second, reflection is like hitting the pause button on your chaotic life. It's about taking a step back, looking at the bigger picture, and analyzing your actions, decisions, and motivations. Think of it as upgrading your decision-making skills. We're not talking about overthinking everything, just being mindful of your choices and their consequences. Imagine you're playing a game. Journaling helps you strategize and reflect on your moves so you can level up your life, fam. Third, self-awareness isn't some mystical unicorn you stumble upon randomly. It's a muscle that needs flexing. The more you journal and reflect, the better you understand yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, and your freaking potential. Remember that time you nailed that presentation even though you were terrified inside? Journaling can help you recognize those moments of brilliance and build on them. It's like having a personal cheerleader in your head, hyping you up and reminding you how awesome you are. Fourth, self-awareness isn't just about understanding yourself, it's also about recognizing your impact on others. Think about it. When you're aware of your emotions and triggers, you're less likely to lash out or react impulsively in relationships. Boom, healthier connections, no drama. And finally, remember that self-care is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like journaling is the last thing you want to do. But trust me, those 5 minutes of reflection can make all the difference. It's about making self-awareness a priority, even in the midst of your busy schedule. You deserve it, fam. So, picture this. You're scrolling through TikTok, feeling that usual wave of FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out. But instead of getting sucked into the vortex of endless content, you stop and pull out your journal. You take a few deep breaths, jot down your thoughts and feelings about that moment of comparison. Then, you reflect on what truly matters to you and how you can cultivate more self-love in your life. See? Instant mood boost and a clearer perspective. Remember, self-awareness isn't some magical superpower, it's a skill you develop over time. So, grab that journal, get real with yourself, and let's level up the self-care game together. Don't forget to hit that follow button, rate the podcast, and tag me in your TikTok reactions. Let's spread the love, fam. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.